Okay, as Alex said, my name is Craig Heisinger, and this is a presentation on role-based access control on the national portal for the tracking network. So, a quick overview. We'll go over the domain of roles on the tracking network, the goals that we tried to achieve with roles in general. There are certain goals you're trying to achieve, and we had some specific ones that we had for the tracking network. Who makes decisions on security and roles within the tracking network? What we attempted to do and how that sort of fell apart, and what we finally ended up creating. So, where do roles fit in? If you look on the left, you'll see grantees. They're charged with compiling their data in a standardized format, XML, as Patrick mentioned. They then submit that data through FinMS or Secure Data Network's secure file download. That then transports up to NICV servers, and then the tracking servers take over, pull that data off of the NICV servers, validate it against the schema, and finally, if it does validate properly, it deposits it in the National Data Registry. So then we finally get to the blue area where the roles actually have an effect. So you have a public portal and a secure portal. Obviously, the public portal, the data has been compiled and aggregated in such a way that we don't need any roles associated to it. But we do need some control and access restraints on people accessing the National Secure Portal. So, role-based access, what is it? This is the authorize of authenticate and authorize process for security. Roles control access to objects and what functions can be performed on them. Some of the objects we're talking about, the data itself, measures that you generate from that data, tools, links, and even roles themselves need access controls through roles. The functions that you can perform on all these things, read, create, update, download, delete, etc. And finally, you assign individuals to those roles that links them to the functions that they can perform on all of these objects. So the purpose of roles, the security subgroup, which drove a lot of this, and I'll talk about in a minute, used the NIST guidelines on roles. That's the National Institute of Standards and Technology. As sort of a driving force and information gathering. So, in general, provide security by limiting access to the data and functionality in the network. Allow easy management of users and their access to the network. In general, you assign roles to users based on their competencies and responsibilities in an organization. And you also restrict users' domain to a minimum set of privileges to achieve their job functions. This is a concept called least privilege. It basically means, you know, an intern does not have administrator rights on your network to accomplish their job. So the tracking network specifically had some goals. The first thing was to get the tracking branch out of the business of maintaining roles for everyone. During the process of designing these, we realized the sheer number and complexity of roles would be a major task to maintain, constantly changing, et cetera. We also, the second point here, make roles simple and few in numbers. This was advice we got from the FinDir folks, or Fin Directory and NICV. We actually interviewed them, trying to get some advice they had. At the time, they had about 30 roles that they were dealing with, and they were already becoming too cumbersome for their users. So, the next point, make them complex and able to accommodate many needs. You'll notice this is the exact opposite of number two. The problem is that when you try and enforce the least privilege, you can't have simple roles. You need to be able to slice and dice your data in such a way that you can assign roles that are very detailed and very specific to job functions. And finally, give data contributors as much control over their data as possible. We have a lot of data contributors who feel their data is sensitive, and we wanted to give them the ability to control the access themselves. So, the security subgroup. So this is who makes a lot of the initial research and work and decisions on roles and security. And you'll notice we're over here on the left under the Standards and Network Development Work Group. So typically the security subgroup comes up with documentation or presentations and presents it to the Standards and Network Development Group. They'll decide what they like, give a review, give advice, and eventually through an iterative process it will go up through the chain to CDC, who will finally decide if that's the policy that we will implement. So, Secure Data Network. This is the authenticate part of our security, just to combine or finish the two parts. SDN uses digital certificates that are issued by VeriSign. Each of these certificates currently has a challenge phrase and password that are associated to them. And each user has specific programs and activities in SDN that they can access. And in the future, one of those activities that will be available on SDN will be the secure data network for the tracking portal. The tracking secure portal. Too many networks. So this is what we originally attempted. It was literally an Excel spreadsheet where we started mapping out all the objects that we could possibly think of that were going to be on our network. We started throwing those into jurisdictions, thinking about what operations you could perform on those objects, and then coming up with roles and either giving permissions to those roles or not. We ended up with about six in total, even with just those six roles, it was spreadsheets worth when you throw in all the objects. I took this to our science team and asked them, you know, does this meet your needs? And it was quickly, I don't know what to say, but it didn't work. they were quickly able to come up with concepts of going across jurisdictions, dividing data sets up from cancer to birth defects to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in every single jurisdiction. So they were quickly leading us to having hundreds of roles. And that's when we came up with our final concept of what we're trying to implement. So we have two national roles. One is the national administrator, one is the national viewer. The national administrator is obvious. He has the ability to see all objects, all rows, et cetera. He runs the show. The national viewer is a very simple role. All it does is have read access to basically CDC data sets that are national in nature and we make available. Grantee administrators. Now these are created for each and every data contributor that we have on the network. We call them grantee administrators because mainly we work with our grantees, the states. And they have the ability to create users or to create roles for their users that allows access to objects and under their jurisdiction. Grantee administrators can create as many roles as they feel the need to or as few as they feel the need to. It's completely up to them. And they also have the ability to take data under their jurisdiction and make it available to the national viewer role for sharing. And that's the way we'll hopefully get a lot of sharing going on our network. So this is a quick little demonstration of effectively how someone would come in as a user and gain access to a national role or a national data set and a grantee's data set. So first, effectively, they ask for credentials through SDN. NICFI, of course, runs SDN. They would receive that from NICFI when they did their work in determining that this person really is who they say they are. Then the National Tracking Administrator gives them a National Viewer role, just by default. If you're on the Secure Portal, you have a National Viewer role. They have access to all the national data resources that CDC has made available, as well as effectively little red and green boxes. Here represents grantee data that the grantees have made available to that National Viewer role also. Finally, a user may want specific access to a grantee's data, and that grantee will have created a role. We'll call it generically role one. So they would ask the grantee administrator for that access, And then they would have access to all the national data and resources and that specific data that that role gives them. A little more detailed view, we have an Oregon user who's first getting onto the network. They request their SDN credential from NICFI. National Tracking Administrator gives them a national viewer role, and they now have access to all the national data. But there's still Oregon cancer data specifically that they want access to. They request that access from the Oregon Administrator, who gives them an Oregon cancer role. And they now have access to the exact data sets that they want. So through the national administrator and each grantee administrator is how we will run our roles. A little demonstration of how a state grantee administrator gets their access. Say your Oregon user, SDN issues you your credentials. They request from the National Tracking Administrator to become an Oregon administrator. And in doing so, they now have access to all of the national data sets, the Oregon data sets, and the Oregon users and roles. And we will create an interface to allow that Oregon administrator to manage their roles and all the users in their jurisdiction. So, summary. Few standard roles. We tried to make it simple. We have a national administrator and a national viewer, and then each of the grantee administrators. Complex. We allow for the creation of as many roles as each grantee needs to. If they want to create two and that's it, we don't recommend that, but it's their choice. If they want to make 200, again, we don't recommend it, but it's in their control. The data contributors can choose to make it as simple or as complex as they want. We removed the national program from prescribing to grantees how to organize their users, and we created less of a burden and cost at the national level, at least, for maintaining these roles. And that's it.